going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What we're looking for is Jihad Campbell to, bust up Dak Prescott's face. Seltzer, true or false, Jihad Campbell will be in the NFC East longer than Dak Prescott.
True, Joe.
I think so,
true. Too.
You excited?
I'm thrilled, man. Honestly, I understand the injury stuff and all that, but it doesn't seem with labrums like this is a long-term concern. And it seems like they got a top 10 to 15 player in the draft at 31. And they got it at a position of need. The guy's versatile. It almost feels like they saw what Zach Bond did for Fangio. And Fangio's like, get me another one of those guys who can do all kinds of different things in that spot. It just feels like this defense is going to be so versatile. They're going to fly around. And also, I'm a big sports are supposed to be fun thing. It's fun to watch an awesome linebacker run around the field and make plays and do a bunch of different things. So I just think it's an awesome pick. It's a fun pick. It's a good pick. It hits everything for me.
Yeah, no, I like that a lot. Devin, what do you think? Jihad Campbell.
So I honestly didn't know what to expect with this 32nd overall pick at the time, heading into the first round. I feel like this draft didn't have a ton of juice because the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. And, Howie Roseman, I know we always talk about his magic and in Howie we trust, but I genuinely just didn't know what magic he'd be able to work with the 32nd pick. I mean, I knew he had a ton of draft picks to try to trade with, whether it was up or back. I was kind of expecting just an underwhelming, maybe a offensive lineman, maybe someone in the trenches who would be, role player, but no one groundbreaking. So this has exceeded my expectations. I think Howie Roseman has done it once again. I can't believe that he was available at 31. I know the injury, made Jihad Campbell fall to that point. But, Howie knew who he wanted. He went out and got him, and the rich just got richer. I'm really curious to see how they use him.
Yeah.
As soon as they read his name, my first thought was, oh, they're going to use him as an edge rusher. But then the more I read about him and look into him, the more I do think that they will just continue to use him, as an off-ball linebacker that seems to be where he's best. But Vic Fangio clearly, saw stuff he liked, and so did Howie Roseman. I love it.
Yeah, I think this is a continuation of the evolution of the Eagles franchise from we did this because we thought this to we do other stuff now. I mean, the Saquon signing was so out of the box.
Mm.
The money to Zach Bond was so out of the box. This feels like the next step.
It's not out of the box when you look at the rest of the league and you see everything looks very similar and that certain things work.
Yeah, but it's out of the
but
it's
others.
Way out of the Eagles box. Out of the Eagles box.
Fangio brought this in.
No, I agree with you.
It worked so well. We won a Super Bowl with it.
I'm with you, man.
Vic Fangio and his open-mindedness to play Zach Bond in a different way, an off-ball inside linebacker could also give you some pass rush pressure if need be. Zach Bond was only an edge rusher previously. Vic, we all know the story. Rick swapped him over, which is incredible. I'd never heard of that sort of thing happening and a guy doing it successfully because it's just such a different skill set. But now they've identified another player with such a vast skill set that he was so high on their board that we weren't really even talking about him. Like, his skill set is so beyond impeccable, aside from the shoulders, that he was like too high for us to evaluate as, you know, just talk show.
Yeah, no, it only
folks.
Came into focus in recent weeks.
It's crazy to me that once again, this is now 2 years in a row, but now this year it happened and we're the Super Bowl champions, that a stud fell and we got him.
Well, let's
fell to us and how he snatched him up, and he's going to play right away and he's going to dominate. And I hope, I expect, and I hope I'm not spoiled now because of the success that we had last year.
Well, we want your reaction on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Coming to you on the phone lines, reaction on Jahad Campbell as the pick in 1 minute, what you've got to say.
It's grilling season. It's time to fire up those grills and enjoy some mouth-watering steaks, incredible burgers, and perfectly seasoned chicken from Wild Fork Foods. Whether you're tailgating, hosting a backyard bash, or just hungry for something real, Wild Fork has you covered. Stock up on the two-pack of ribeye steaks, only $10.98 a pound, or chicken thighs, antibiotic-free, only $2.40 per pound. How about some juicy Angus beef sliders, 15 pieces, only $12. You can even get the brioche slider buns at Wild Fork, 12-pack, only $5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
If you haven't checked out Wild Fork Foods yet, what are you waiting for? Wild Fork has premium quality meats, seafood, and chef-ready meals, all flash frozen to lock in flavor and freshness at prices that just can't be beat. Visit their Neshaminy store located right across the street from the mall or one of their other Greater Philadelphia locations, or shop online for same-day delivery straight to your door. Visit WildForkFoods.com today.
All right, we asked you today's Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Do you like what Howie did last night? He trades a fifth-rounder to move up from 32 to 31, selects linebacker Jahad Campbell from Alabama. Do you like it? A yes, B no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and obviously weigh in on the phone lines. That's what Jeff has done. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Long time no talk since the Birds Town Hall. Hope everybody's good.
We're good, buddy. Good to have you on the program again.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's just, you know, little things here and there. Hey, John, real quick, did you get your truck squared away we were talking about that day? Hopefully you got it fixed for you.
Yeah, it's much better. I'm rolling. I'm good.
Good.
Thank you.
He's roll tied right now.
John. We all are. Yeah. Man.
Although, I got to tell you, we got to figure out, Jahad Campbell or, like, Jihad?
I don't know.
I'm hearing John say Jihad.
I think it's Jahad.
I'm too.
Almost positive
John,
it's
just
Jahad.
Know you are rolling out Jihad today.
Yeah, I wouldn't
now,
go.
I don't know.
There are other Jihad. Connotations there. I don't know if I'd go that way.
I don't know.
Oh, God, no.
The commissioner said Jihad, so I think it's probably Jihad, but, you know.
Only you, Joe. Only you.
Well, I actually noticed other people saying it last night, too.
No, I was actually going to ask for the updates. I'm like, I'm just going to go with Jahad, because that's what Goodell said.
One of the reporters in the press conference with Howie and Nick rolled out a Jihad. By the way, we're going to play the Howie and Nick press conference coming up in about 15 minutes. All right, what do you got, Jeff? What do you think, buddy?
This just shows you how good he is, how good Howie Roseman is. He's playing chess where everybody else is playing, you know, tiddlywinks, and he just gets away with this all the time. And now the fun part really begins, because where he dominates in the second and third round, where he picks up, you know, I'll never forget the man for getting Cooper DeJean in the second round. And just I went into that draft last year wanting Cooper DeJean after watching all his highlight reels and just seeing how much of a stud this kid's going to be. And look how that turned out. So, you know, just it's amazing that they actually drafted a linebacker for the first time since, what, 79?
79. Jerry Robinson. Yeah. That's if you don't count Marcus Smith, who was an edge linebacker.
We don't count Marcus. We don't even talk about that. That's just horrible stuff there. But, you know, it's just enjoyable, you know, and like Devin was saying, I didn't know what to think going in because, you know, sort of a Super Bowl high still, you're still coming off of it, you know, but, and you just didn't see, you didn't have like the prospects, and there were so many variables they could go. You didn't have like one guy they were locking in on, and this guy, what'd they say, he was supposed to go, if he wasn't injured, he would have gone top 15 easy if he didn't have the injury issue. So, God bless you, Howie Roseman. You're the man. Obviously, that beer can didn't do anything to your noggin there, other than putting a little scar there, which is, you know, something to tell the grandkids down the road. But, you know, he's the best GM in the league, and this is just going to be another.
Look, I'll say this, Jeff. I think it's pretty clear. Howie Roseman and Paul Owens, and I'm going back 50 years ago, two best executives probably in the history of Philly sports. I mean, I can't speak to everyone in the 1940s. What do I know? But certainly in the last 50 years, I think
like Connie Mack.
Yeah, the only problem with Connie Mack is he traded away a lot of his great players two different times.
No, he did. You're right.
Because they had financial issues.
You know, it takes real discipline to do what Howie and his scouting department did last night. But really, it's simple. You sit back and you wait, and you hope that guy or some guy starts to slip through the cracks because other teams evaluate it differently and they pick guys that. It's crazy where they land, where your draft board says those guys belong, and they just went in the first round. So your guys are moving up, your guys are falling. Jahad Campbell, a top 10 pick, is still available at the end of the first round. This is unparalleled.
But hold on. Can't ignore the injury reality. We can't act like it's not there. That's why he dropped.
And I'm telling you, every linebacker who ever played has shoulder stuff going on.
But this guy's
so I'm not worried about that.
All right, look, you're
clearly the Eagles are not either, and they know so much more than anyone.
Reaction on the pick. By the way, what Howie and Nick said, we're going to play that press conference. I'm guessing a lot of people listening right now did not hear it. It was extremely late last night, like this morning, actually. What Howie and Nick said after the pick was made. We'll play that audio for you. Phone calls and all of it. Plus your chance to win Philly tickets today. From Borgata, Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.